But boy, I can't think of a Pearl Jam concert on a first date. It's good if you're shy because you won't have to talk. It'll take an hour afterwards for your head to kind of get back straight, get back to normal.
By then, you're so deaf it won't matter what you say, but your date won't hear it anyway.
Well, you get to say wow for the whole date. Wow. If you can find that point where your wow and his wow meet, maybe something could happen here.
Who knows? We'll talk about some of those points that you brought up, such as rejection, when we come back after the news here at the bottom of the hour, and a little bit more into detail about what would be right and wrong on a date, some of the dating etiquettes, when we return in just a moment. KERN News Time now is 9:30.
We bring you the top news instantly, 24 hours a day, on KERN News Radio 920.
Cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Little Rock. Good morning, I'm Michael Hiblin with this KERN News Update. A jury in Jonesboro has recommended the death penalty for one teenager and life without parole for another who were convicted Friday of killing 3 8-year-old West Memphis boys. The decision came late yesterday afternoon in Jonesboro after 2 hours of deliberations. Pam Hobbs, the mother of one of the victims, says she plans to visit her son's graveyard this morning.
I'm going to go out there in the morning and say we won, son. Take him some flowers out there and tell him, just wait till Mama gets there, we won. These guys are
going to
pay for what they did to you.
Damien Echols is set to die by lethal injection on May 5th. Jason Baldwin will spend the rest of his life in jail without a chance for parole. And a third person, Jesse Miskelly, was convicted in a separate trial last month and sentenced to life plus 40 years. A Heber Springs couple charged with capital murder will appear before a judge in Los Angeles this week. An extradition hearing was originally scheduled for Friday for 21-year-old Michelle Wilson and her boyfriend, 28-year-old Lynn Davis. But a backlog of cases has delayed the hearing. The two are charged in the beating death of Wilson's 23-month-old son, Michael. Cleburne County Sheriff Wayne Milligan says they should have the hearing by next Wednesday.
In order for extradition hearing, if they waive extradition, I will send two people immediately to California by air to pick them up and bring them back to Arkansas. If they do not waive extradition, we will start the paperwork and procedures for a governor's warrant through Governor Tucker to get them extradited back to Arkansas.
The two are currently being held at the Santa Monica Police Department. Surgeon General Joycelyn Elders will be speaking in her home state in May. KARN's Elton Cannon reports.
Elders has accepted an invitation to speak at the University of Arkansas commencement ceremonies May the 14th in Fayetteville. Elders is the former director of the state health department. The topic of her speech has not been released yet by her office, but no doubt it will be an interesting one, whatever it is. Elders, nominated for Surgeon General by President Clinton last year, has been a controversial figure for her stand on sex education, abortion, and birth control. Elton Cannon, KARN, News Radio 920.
And in sports, Arkansas will make its bid to reach the Sweet 16 and the Midwest Regional Semifinals in Dallas today when the second-ranked Razorbacks take on the Georgetown Hoyas. The Razorbacks are top-seeded in the region, and Georgetown came into the tournament seeded ninth in the Midwest. The Razorbacks defeated 16th-seeded North Carolina A&T 94-89 to advance to the second round. Georgetown downed Illinois 84-77 in the first round. And now with KARN's exclusive AccuWeather radar forecast, here's meteorologist Dick Dowdell.
It'll be cloudy to at times partly sunny today with a warm afternoon, a high 82. Winds southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. We'll be getting a couple of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon into tonight. One or two of those thunderstorms could reach severe levels. The low tonight, 58. Tomorrow turning out mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 71. On Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy and comfortable. Tuesday's high, 74. I'm Dick Dowdell. That's the AccuWeather forecast you can count on exclusively on KARN News Radio 920.
Currently in Little Rock, cloudy skies and 64. I'm Michael Hiblin, KARN News Radio 920.
In the next hour, we will be joined by Lee Clinton, who will tell us about the new program coming up, Encounters. That's something that he will be beginning fairly soon here on KARN.